Rosie TV.
Johnny Green, are you getting a nosebleed up there on the high horse that you are on, fancying yourself an Old Testament style prophet, threatening members of the body of Christ, viewers of this channel and other channels, threatening people who have been declared righteous by God, threatening them with aeonian death if they don't stop sinning? Apparently, sir, you have attained this marvelous feat. That's why you must have altitude sickness up there. Must be an amazing thing to be at a place where you could throw stones at others. But I guess if you imagine that your salvation is dependent upon your works, that your salvation is dependent upon behaving yourself, then that's the standard by which you measure yourself and others. So why wouldn't I think that somehow you've attained to perfection or you're constantly repenting? I guess you just have to constantly repent every day, every day, every day. That must be tiresome. We in the body of Christ don't have to do that. You're not in the body of Christ. I realize that now. I gave you the benefit of the doubt yesterday. But after listening to the entire video, there's no. You see, because we're justified by faith apart from works, apart from behavior. We're called with a holy calling, not in accord with our acts. 2 Timothy 1:9, and we were designated beforehand, before the disruption of the world, before sin even entered the world, we were sealed by God. And those who have been designated beforehand, Romans 8:30. I just quoted Ephesians 1. I'm going to get to that in detail about being designated beforehand. And then Romans 8:30, those he designates beforehand, these he calls, whom he calls, these he justifies. That's something you don't know anything about, Johnny, and you shouldn't be anywhere near the book of Romans and a microphone, as I'm going to show my friends here today and tomorrow. But if you're basing aeonian life on behavior and you're threatening aeonian death, threatening believers with the lake of fire, then you really must think that you have arrived. What's it like up there? What is it like? You can't be an Old Testament prophet. Your beard's not long enough yet. You do have the countenance, I'm sorry to say. You do have that condemnatory scowl, which is sad for me to see. Ladies and gentlemen, greetings. This is Martin Zender. I'm only going to do two more shows on this, God help me, because this is just really, really, really bad. But it needs to be brought up because young people who are coming into this gospel need to understand that if you ever hear any teacher claim to be a teacher, claim to have knowledge of the scripture, and claims to be teaching Paul, claims to know what Paul teaches, if they don't know about justification by faith, then they don't know anything, and you need to turn them off, because it is so seductive to be called back into works, back into analyzing your walk, back into this forced right behavior, because God is watching you like Santa Claus, is going to find out if you're naughty or nice. It's so easy to fall back into the guilt and the condemnation. And that's all you can feel if you think you're on probation. If you think that God is like Santa Claus waiting to see if you're naughty or nice, it's a dangerous teaching. So to anyone new in this evangel of Paul, whether young or old, doesn't matter, be aware of this. Justification by faith means that God now considers you righteous in spite of your sin. Sin has absolutely nothing to do with it, because Johnny didn't get this memo, but Christ crucified the old humanity at the cross, which means that God considered our old sinful self through Christ to have gone to the tomb. And then, wonder of wonders, Christ raised from the dead 3 days later without the sin. And now God looks at us as though we are righteous. We're not constituted righteous yet, but we are considered to be so by God in Christ. And do not let anyone, I don't care how long their beard is, I don't care what kind of scowl of an Old Testament prophet they might have, or if they think themselves as prophets, which Johnny Green does. He's a prophet warning people in the last days to repent from their sin or else. It's not too far removed from the Christian message of turn or burn. In fact, it is the Christian message, turn or burn. The only difference is that Johnny does believe that in the end, everyone's going to be saved. But us poor people who are teaching grace, and God help our sister Jessica, who has a channel called Rest in Grace. Oh, Johnny takes her to task at the end of his video, ominously titled, I might add, The Apostate Commit the Sin unto Death by Continually Thrusting Away Their Conscience. That's a sexy title, I gotta admit, but no, there's no light or truth or peace in that title. And yet this man takes our sister Jessica to task, whose show is called Rest in Grace. I'll play this for you tomorrow. I'm going to start at a certain point in this video, play the audio, and comment as I go. I have other plans for today. It still includes exposing this teaching and rebuking this teacher. I said this, I want to explain to you why I said it. This man should be nowhere near the book of Romans and a microphone, because his view of the book of Romans is so warped, so twisted, so wrong, to be unbelievable. And I am going to point it out to you in excruciating detail tomorrow. I have to do it. In a nutshell, he takes the first chapter of Romans and applies it to the elect. He applies it to the elect being on probation, as though if the elect do the things that Paul is warning about, but Paul is warning, this is a general condemnation of the human race. And Johnny has no idea that this is happening in Romans. This is why I say Paul is spending Romans chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3 up to verse 20, starting with 118, Romans 118, and going to Romans 3:20. Paul is condemning the whole human race before he announces the gospel, which redeems the whole human race. But Johnny never gets to the gospel. The gospel of the justification, that yet now in Romans 3:21, this is just a taster spoon that I'm going to give you before tomorrow. Yet now, apart from law, a righteousness of God is manifest. This is the solution to the darkness that Paul is purposely painting in Romans 1:18 through Romans 3:20. Yet Johnny Green goes to Romans 1 and never gets out of it and applies it to the elect. This is beyond the pale. I've never seen anything like this. You listen to this man at your own risk. He's not a teacher of grace. He's a teacher of laws, teacher of condemnation. He'll have you on probation. He thinks salvation is based on behavior, on good behavior. That's the Israel gospel, but it's not even the Israel gospel. Oh, do you know, I just watched the first part of my interview of Johnny Green and his daughter, Caitlin, from 2 years ago. And Johnny said he was raised in the Pentecostal church. I just saw this right before I turned on the microphone. And he said that he had to leave the church because they mixed the gospels. They mixed the gospels. This is exactly what he is now doing. Now, he's become his own church. He's mixing the Gospels. He's claiming that Paul teaches the same thing about sin as the circumcision teachers. He doesn't. Paul teaches justification by faith. The circumcision gospel is a conditional pardon that is based on behavior. Even though the circumcision are not justified by faith, they have to confess their sins constantly. This is what Johnny is teaching, the Israel gospel. Israel has to confess their sins constantly. We don't, because we've been declared to be righteous. We've been declared to be clean and pure. God looks at us that way. Anyone who tries to bring their sins back into that declaration of God, slaps Christ in the face. But if you don't know anything about justification, which Johnny Green doesn't, thought he did, like I said yesterday, thought he did, but he doesn't. It's clear to me now. This man's not in the body of Christ. Can't be in the body of Christ. And this is why I say I suck at locating people in the body of Christ. I'm much too generous. People think I'm tough. I'm not. I'm way too generous. I give people way too much benefit of the doubt. But those who are in the body of Christ, Paul declares plainly the beliefs that those in the body of Christ will have in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. And the main beliefs are in the death of Christ and the death of Christ for sin. The death of Christ for sin. That Christ took away the sin. That Christ took away the whole old humanity. Not just the sin, but the old humanity. He plucked the old humanity up from Adam. He didn't just nitpick your sins. I'm going to forgive these sins, or even all your sins. No, I'm going to pluck up Adam. I'm going to take away the whole root of the sin problem. And I'm going to be the last Adam, and I'm going to undo what the first Adam did. This was so radical. No other writer in the New Testament writes about how Christ undoes the work of Adam. So what could be better than having all your sins forgiven? Being justified, being declared to be righteous. How is that possible? Because Christ crucified the old humanity. And yet Johnny continuously tells people in these videos that we have to crucify the old humanity. We have to. Anyone who tells you that, turn them off. They don't know anything. Especially if they claim to know Paul. If they're Israel people, if they're teaching the law of Moses, okay, yeah. If you're teaching the law of Moses, you can teach a conditional salvation. But if you even hint that you're teaching Paul, and Johnny does, if you even hint at that, and you're still talking about the viability of the old humanity to curse you, if you are talking about having to battle the old humanity yourself, boom, you're done. You are finished as a teacher in the body of Christ. You're disqualified. If you don't know that Christ crucified the old humanity, Romans chapter 6. So for those who are uncomfortable with me exposing Johnny Green and his teaching, I will just say that this is necessary because the man is influencing people. Not a lot, that's true. Not a lot, but still. If one person is swayed from the gospel of grace, from the gospel of justification by faith, not justification by works, did you notice that? Justification by faith, justification by believing in what Jesus Christ did on the cross, that God reckons as righteousness. Well, Martin, that's a miracle. Yeah, it is. But you can't make this up. God says this is exactly what he does in Romans chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. But Johnny Green is obsessed with the sins of Romans chapter 1. Obsessed with them. He's obsessed with sins and repentance and condemnation and threats, fire. Talks about the lake of fire, the second death. I'm probably going to be there, he says. Yeah, he says, Jessica, rest in grace, Jessica and Martin Zender. He hints at it. He doesn't say it directly, but you can get the gist of it if you listen to the end of the video. And I'm going to do just that with you tomorrow. I'm going to be in the lake of fire because I'm teaching wrong things. I'm teaching justification by faith. I guess, though, you can't teach it if you've never heard of it. I guess you can't, can you? So you can't be in the body of Christ and believe that sin is still a roadblock to aeonian life. And Johnny says as much in the video. Sin, your behavior can still stop you, keep you from aeonian life. Not eternal life. He knows that everybody's going to be with Christ in the end. We're talking about the elect. We're talking about people who were chosen beforehand. Before, not only beforehand, but before the disruption of the world and called not in accord with their acts. But you can still screw it up because your aeonian life is based on behavior, according to Johnny Green. This gospel is cursed. And I'll read Galatians chapter 1 for you shortly, and you'll see what else is cursed. Sin is no longer a problem to those who are justified. It doesn't mean you don't sin. It just means sin can no longer condemn you. It can no longer separate you from the love of God. It can no longer separate you from being a member of the body of Christ. Isn't that terrific?
It is terrific. Aeonian life depends on what Jesus Christ did at the cross, not on your behavior. And anyone who tells you that it does depend on your behavior and claims to know Paul, even puts Paul's name anywhere near that statement, they don't know what they're talking about. They're ignorant, and they must be turned off. Pronto. Unless you like the challenge of earning your salvation. Nobody here likes that. We're too used to being bathed in grace. And then there's poor Jessica. Rest in grace. How can somebody who publishes a beautiful show called Rest in Grace be threatened with fire by Johnny Green? That's just what happens. I'll play it to you tomorrow. You're not going to believe it. So, as I told you, Johnny said we should be killing the old man daily. This is the old humanity. This is the old Adam. But as I read from Romans, and I'll read it again, our old humanity was crucified together with him. Sin now cannot bring us into condemnation. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Johnny does not aware of that verse. Not aware of it, apparently, because he brings condemnation down on those who don't behave themselves. And Johnny's the judge of who's behaving themselves and who's not. It's Santa Claus and Johnny. They will tell you if you're behaving well enough to have Aeonian life. Isn't it nice that Johnny Green's not our judge or Santa Claus? That God is our judge, and our judge is our justifier. The only one who can condemn us is God, and he's the one who's our justifier. He sent Christ to take away the old humanity and to free us from the law of sin and death. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. No condemnation. This is all about warning you from somebody who doesn't know what he's talking about, who's mixing the Gospels, mixing the gospel of conditional salvation with the gospel of unconditional salvation, doing the very thing he said he left the church for. Back in the day when he was a Pentecostal, they mixed the Gospels. Watch it yourself. Go to MCTV, meet Johnny and Caitlin Green. Watch the video. He says it in the first 5 minutes. They were mixing, even does this with his hand. They were mixing the Gospel. Johnny, you're doing that now. You're doing the very thing you hated. You're mixing the Gospels. You're mixing grace with law. You're mixing justification by faith with a conditional pardon based on repentance, which is a pure Israelite teaching. And if you want to teach a pure Israelite teaching, just keep Paul out of it. Don't go near Romans. You're dangerous around the book of Romans. Dangerous. You shouldn't be led anywhere near the book of Romans with a microphone in front of you. I want you to go to the book of Romans. Read past chapter 1. In fact, get past 3:20, because 3:21 is where everything changes. 3:21 is where Paul announces the gospel, man. Oh, I want to go there with you folks. I do. I want to take you there. I have a beautiful message. I love the message that God has given me. God has given me a message of grace, man. And then even if you sin, you can't fall into God's disfavor. Oh, I didn't finish the thought I started yesterday. Was it? Johnny Green assumes that those of us who don't worry about sin, he mocks those of us who just, oh, once saved, always saved. You're saved by grace. You can just sit back and not worry about anything, and you can actually live free lives. And to quote him, he said, you think you're allowed to do anything. And then I quoted Paul, all is allowed me. That's exactly what we're allowed to do. All is allowed me. And Johnny directly refuted that verse by saying, you think all is allowed you? Yeah, because Paul said, all is allowed me. Not all is expedient, that's true. Some things you do aren't very good. You shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do some bad things. But it doesn't wreck your Aeonian life. It doesn't take you out of salvation. How can that happen when we're called according to the grace of God and the decision of God to save us, not upon our works? 2 Timothy 1:9. So back to Romans 6. Oh, yeah. So he thinks that those of us who are free are necessarily going to just go out and sin like crazy. No, it's law that makes you do that. It's hearing somebody like you, Johnny Green, threaten us with the lake of fire, which is what he does in this video, threaten us with the lake of fire for our sins. That makes me want to go out and sin, just to like, the hell with this warning.
That's what the law does. Every time you bring law, which is what you're bringing, what are you doing in the neighborhood of grace with the message of law? Oh my God. Anytime you bring that, you're going to bring a curse. The law is a dispensation of condemnation and death. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So people rebel against the law. This has been proven. The law came so that the transgressions would increase. Romans 5:20. Yet where sin increases, grace superabounds. I know you don't believe that either. You don't believe either thing. But anyway, so you're bringing law, and you think that's going to cure people? You're bringing threats? You're threatening people who watch my show or Jessica's show because we're teaching the grace of God and justification by faith? You're threatening us with the lake of fire for our behavior? This is almost comical. Except it's not. It's deadly serious. Because people are believing this shit. Some people are. But not many, not many, not many. Read the comments. Not many. Oh, speaking of comments, Johnny Green disabled comments. Well, of course he did, because he doesn't want to hear criticism, and he doesn't want to be informed of the facts. He knows he's off. He knows somewhere deep down he knows he's going back to his church roots, going back to his Pentecostal condemnation, going back to this holy roller, I'm sinless, I'm up the high of the mountain, going back to this. He knows he doesn't want to hear any objections. He doesn't want to hear from me, he doesn't want to hear from you. Disable comments. I would never do that. Disable comments. It's like you're just shutting yourself off. I don't want to hear anybody. Shut up. Shut up. I'm a prophet. I'm sent to save you from the lake of fire. But anyway, we actually behave ourselves because of the grace of God. It's what you call an ironic thing, an irony, that the more you're free, the more you want to serve the God who set you free. There's a man back in the Civil War days who used to buy slaves in order to set them free. Yeah. He would buy slaves, of course, a terrible situation back in 1860s there, but he would then take them to his house and say, okay, you're free to go. What? I purchased you so that I could free you. And you know what those slaves did? They wanted to serve that man for the rest of their lives. Oh, that makes me want to cry. That's beautiful because of grace, because of love. Grace and love motivates people to right behavior. When people hear about the grace of God, and they hear about the acceptance of God. They hear about the great justification by faith teaching. Johnny, get to Romans 3, baby. Get past 3:20. Get out of Romans 1. Yeah, verse 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 of Romans 1. They're killing you, man. They're killing you. Get out of there. Get to the gospel of grace. It's great. The gospel of grace actually, when you're told how free you are and how much God loves you, it makes you want to serve God. You sin less. You sin less. The people who read the comments from my video I made yesterday, the people who watched your video, they got irritated, they got aggravated, they felt condemned, they got all prickly because it reminded them of their past, of their church days when they were threatened and condemned. And it makes them want to sin. It just makes them want to go out and punch somebody in the face. That's what law does. That's what you're doing. I know you're not doing it wittingly. I know that. I know you're a nice guy. You want to help people. But, dude, you are not helping anyone. You're not helping people at all. Go become a Baptist. This message will go great in a Baptist church. You could be a Baptist preacher right now with the crap you're. Just don't tell them you believe in the salvation of all. That's the thing. Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that. That will ruin your Baptist career instantly. So as long as you keep that from them. I mean, I'm glad you believe in the salvation of all, but there's a lot of life to be lived until the consummation when God becomes all in all. A lot of life to be lived there. And so the elect are going to have a beautiful extended life. We're going to live before many people come to life at the consummation. We're going to live during Eon 4, Eon 5, and we're elected, Johnny. We're elected way back before the disruption of the world. Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 13. I got these verses. I want to go through them. I'm out of time already. This is incredible. I'm going to read a passage from Galatians to you to show you that Johnny and his message are both cursed. I'm sorry. That's Paul speaking, not me. I'm sorry. Paul is said in verse 6 of Galatians chapter 1, I am marveling that thus swiftly you are transferred from that which calls you in the grace of Christ to a different evangel or a different gospel, which is not another. In other words, it's a fake gospel. It's a false gospel, except it be that some who are disturbing you, and Johnny Green is disturbing people who are into the grace of God, then they, oh, Johnny Green, he used to be in the grace of God. They turn him on. I'm a prophet, a modern-day prophet. And if you don't listen to me, if you don't heed my warnings not to sin, you're going to end up in the lake of fire. What the hell? Who is this guy? Where's Johnny Green? I don't know who the hell you are, but somebody put Johnny Green back in front of the microphone. That's how I feel. I don't know who this guy is. I want Johnny Green back. Those who are disturbing you want to distort the evangel of Christ. Distort. And that is what is happening here. Here's Paul's dire warning. But if ever we also, or a messenger out of heaven, should be bringing an evangel to you besides that which we bring to you, let him be anathema. Anathema means cursed be you. Let him be anathema. Johnny is now in that state because he's bringing a gospel beside the one that we were taught by Christ and by Paul. And I'm just another messenger of it, and so is Jessica, and so are other people. Thank God. As we have declared before and at present, I'm saying it again, if anyone is bringing you an evangel beside that which you accepted, let him be anathema. Paul's not repeating himself. He's saying it again. I mean, I didn't read the same line twice. He's saying it again. This is serious. This is a distortion of the evangel of Christ. It's disturbing people. And Paul says it's cursed, and the one bringing it is cursed. So either stick with the Israel gospel, leave Paul out of it, or read past Romans 1:18 and 1:25, get to the gospel of justification by faith, and then get back your right mind, if you ever had it. I don't know if you did in this thing. You're a nice guy. Johnny's a nice guy. He's such a sweet guy. Wonderful husband, wonderful father. I have nothing but respect for the man in person, for the man's character. I can vouch for the man's character. Apparently, he's sinless. This is fantastic. I mean, how can you get a better character than that? So, wow, you know, it's impressive. Very, very impressive. But as far as a teacher trying to bring people to the truth, nah. No. Not so good, Johnny. Not so good.